Andrew, good morning.
Morning.
I'm going to be very good with you. I'm going to be very polite. I'm not going to be cheeky. I'll be absolutely straight down the line, lest you turn one of your tanks on me.
Yeah.
How many tanks do you have?
About 35 at the moment.
35?
Yeah.
Do you have a car parking problem?
Not really, no. No, they're all in a bit one big shed at the moment.
Are they really? What's the attraction?
I don't know. It started off as a bit of a hobby with one of them.
Yeah.
A few years ago, and sort of grew and grew and grew, and got to meet more people that were interested in them, and now it's sort of got quite big now, really.
Well, just a bit, if you've got 35 of them, would you say you're a bit of an addict when it comes to tanks?
Not so much now. I mean, at the moment, they're more of a... I do quite a lot of work with them,
yeah.
So we're film work, or we've got customers that send vehicles to us to repair, so it's turned into a bit of a job as well as a hobby.
And you said there they've been used in film, most recently Children of Men, which comes out later this year.
Yeah. Yeah, we had two vehicles that we took there for some battle scenes in the film.
When did you first learn how to drive a tank?
I bought a track vehicle, a self-propelled gun, and the chap who bought it off put it on the trailer.
Yeah.
And we drove the lorry back to work, and my first lesson was teaching myself on my own how to get it off the trailer backwards.
Ooh. And you're a very clever man. You've built a Scorpion tank from scratch.
Well, a lot of the vehicles we get are just bare holes. They've had everything taken out of them, and they may have been sitting in a field for sort of 8 to 10 years, and then we clean them all up, respray them, and start building them all back up.
Yeah. Do people think you're bonkers?
No, not really. There's an awful lot of interest in it when you go to the shows.
Really?
Yeah, there's quite a big following. I mean, some of the shows we go to have got 3,500 privately owned military vehicles there.
I'm thinking about it, actually. You've probably got more tanks than the Imperial War Museum.
Oh, I don't know how many they've got.
No, well, they've got a few on the ground floor, and that's about it, really. That's amazing. And do you find people hire your tanks out for all sorts of occasions?
Yeah, we do everything from film jobs just to birthday parties, 007 evenings, anything like that, really.
Yeah, how many can you get in a tank? And are you going to tell me how big the tank is, I suppose?
Well, on like a Scorpion tank, which is mainly what the size vehicles that we've got, there's three. There's a commander, a gunner, and a driver.
Okay.
That's it.
I've never been in a tank. I've never been in a tank, so I've never driven a tank. But are they difficult to drive?
Most of them are very easy to drive. So the stuff that we've got, you've got to be careful in what you're doing with them, especially on the road.
Yes.
But they are relatively easy to drive. You could be driving one sort of within half an hour of being shown what to do and get on with it quite well, I suppose.
Can I be very cheeky and say, can I come and drive one of your tanks?
You could do, yeah.
Don't sound too enthusiastic about it. Do you want a woman let loose on one of your tanks?
Well, it's lots of women drive them.
Yeah. All right, you're on. We'll do it. What music have you chosen for us today on Take a Break, Andrew?
I can't remember what it was.
It's All Along the Watchtower. Jimi Hendrix.
I don't know whether I'll remember that.
There you go, Andrew. Thanks very much indeed for joining us on the programme.